Now let's move to developing mental intelligence, what we call IQ. I suggest three ways to develop IQ or mental capacity. First, systematic, disciplined study and education, including study outside of one's own field. Second, the cultivation of self-awareness so that one can make assumptions explicit and think outside the box and outside their comfort zone. Third, learning by teaching and by doing. Let's look at each one. First, continuous, systematic, disciplined study and education. People who have made a commitment to continual learning, growth, and improvement are those who have the ability to change, adapt, flex with the changing realities of life, and become fundamentally equipped to produce in any area of life. Our only real economic security lies in our power to meet human needs. So the worse conditions become, the more evident human needs become. Our security does not lie in our organizations or our jobs. Disruptive technologies may simply make them irrelevant. But if we have strong, active, alert, growing, learning minds, we will be able to land on all fours. The concept that mental IQ is a fixed commodity has long since been disproved. The more the mind is used, the stronger it becomes. The more responsive the mind is to the conscience, the wiser it becomes. I strongly believe that we should turn the TV way down in our lives and get back to reading. Reading broadly, deeply, outside our comfort zones and outside our professional fields. For instance, among other magazines, I like to read Scientific American, The Economist, Psychology Today, Harvard Business Review, Fortune, Business Week, U.S. News and World Report. My wife constantly encourages me to read more fiction, biographies, and autobiographies, which are her main interests. I think she counsels wisely. I am also sent many books for endorsement purposes, and I have learned to read conceptually by studying the table of contents and learning the style of the writer in order to discover where the main ideas are expressed or summarized. In this way, I can capture the essence of many books in a day or so, or even an hour or so. Another very interesting and helpful learning style I have found is to break down the presentations you hear or the books you read into four areas. First, purpose. Second, main points. Third, validation, in other words, evidence. Fourth, application, in other words, examples and stories. I have found that by training your mind to think in this way while you listen or read, it is amazing how well and accurately you can capture and understand the material, almost to the point of being able to make the presentation that you just listened to as if you had spent many times that time acquiring such understanding. Purpose, main points, validation, application. Fundamentally, everyone has to decide for himself or herself the best way to maintain continued education. In a knowledge worker age, it is so vital. People have to look carefully at where they are spending their time and how much time they are wasting, then become very mentally disciplined. The page pays huge dividends. Most people say that because they are so busy, they don't have much time for reading, or even time for their children. The evidence is overwhelming, however, that people spend about half their time doing urgent things that are not important. But the more disciplined a person becomes about focusing on the vitally important things, the more he or she has a strong feeling of yes burning inside his or her heart. It's very easy then to say smilingly, happily, and cheerfully, no, to all of the many distractions, however urgent they may become.